With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I'm lying a little bit. That is a little false advertising. I know my buddy Ray Giudice is up. He just wished me a happy Easter. I wish him one too. I don't want to do any false advertising while I have lawyers listening. They could be very litigious if they wanted to be. I'm not 24/7 access is a little different. I'm sort of not the guy who's going to give you 24/7 access. I need my naps. I need to sleep at night, get a little bit of sleep in, those kind of things. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio 8. Joyous Easter Sunday to you. And again, I tell you, if you haven't found the happy news this morning, if you haven't found the good news, it's out there. There's lots of good news today. There's lots of good news today. Lots of good stories out there. And every single Sunday, I've continued to tell you, you can find some of them. I think it's good to be able to catch up with people you don't normally catch up to, like during the course of a NBA season when you're talking to big-time radio broadcasters like the voice of the Pelicans, Todd Graffanini, who honestly I could talk to anytime because usually he will text me at some point in the show on a Sunday to tell me he's heard something that I've said either that's right or that I'm some sort of an idiot. Is that sort of sum it up? I mean, is that fair? What's up, Graf?
Happy Easter, John. You're too kind. And you're right.
Yes. You'll listen and you'll say, yeah, well, what about this? What about that? I'm like, stop bringing facts to my show. I mean, come on now. Too many facts at this point. How are you holding up? I mean, because this was your first year as a full-time NBA broadcaster with the Pelicans. You have Zion Williamson coming to town, which truly is one of the transformational stories potentially for a franchise. And then you end up with this being your storyline. How is New Orleans held up with it?
We're hanging in there, man. Yeah, it's been an interesting first year, no question about it. Never thought it was gonna turn into this, but yeah, it's New Orleans is we were just handed the Mardi Gras kind of greased the tracks, and it's true. And the funny thing is, we were not here during Mardi Gras, which I guess is a blessing in disguise for the family. We were out of town.
Sure.
We were on the Mardi Gras road trip. And so,
which is an annual thing with they get the Pelicans out of town.
Yeah. Can't be here. There's no hotel rooms, obviously. So, we were gone. We were on a 7-day road trip and got back. Obviously we actually played the Lakers on Mardi Gras night,
right?
Which is interesting, but yeah, I don't know, man. The roller coaster ride of this year for me has been something I'll never forget. You know, we had a 13 game losing streak in November and December, and actually got back to the point where we're 3.5 games back of the Memphis Grizzlies. So the fact that we got back after a 13 game losing streak is kind of a miracle in itself, but it's been a lot of fun. Zion has been so much fun to be around. He's a great kid. You'd never know of the superstar status that he has. He's just very humble. He was raised the right way, John. I guess that's the most basic thing I can tell you. He's just And by the way, he's pretty good. And not having him.
Yeah, throw that in there too, yes.
Yeah, not having him for 44 games, you know, it hurt. It hurt. But the fact of the matter is that the Pelicans are an up-and-coming team. We've got a great nucleus. We've got a young nucleus. And the people in the city are very, very excited about their basketball team.
So Pelicans 10-9 with Zion, 18-27 without him. And when you look at, you've seen the other rookie class members as you got to go around those, what was it, like 55, 60 games that you got to see of the NBA season. What did you think of the rookie class, and where did you think Zion's performance was measuring up versus some of those other rookie performances you've seen?
Well, it's pretty much between him and John Morant from what I've seen. And, you know, John Morant was, you know, for all intents and purposes, is going to be the Rookie of the Year. And the debate at the end was, well, did Zion do enough to be Rookie of the Year? And I don't believe that he did. John Morant went through the entire season. But I tell you what, if Zion would have played the entire year, I think we'd be having a different conversation right now. He was dominant. And, you know, now obviously they're playing different positions. You know, John Morant's got the ball in his hands. He's a point guard. We're trying to figure out if Zion was going to have the ball in his hands at times. The offense running through him, well, Lonzo Ball made the offense run through Zion Williamson, which was fun to watch. But Zion just, he's a guy that if he gets the ball wherever he is, be it at the free throw line, on the block, the defense is going to crash on him. And that is going to leave guys open for other things. And by the way, he's a pretty good distributor of the ball as well. So he's so talented, John, and we have not even seen the depth of what his offense can be, what his game can be, and that's what's so much fun to watch. There's so much more he can do, he can learn, and he's just the excitement that he brings in any arena. It's like being around a rock star, and it's been a joy to be around him and be traveling with him, because you just don't know. To see every phone and every camera trained on this kid wherever you go, for him to be able to handle that, it's amazing. Because if I was 19 and I knew everybody was looking at me and training their phone and camera on me every moment, you can't even sneeze. It's going to be documented. I'd go crazy. And he handles it.
Now, when you see the NBA product, which obviously is thriving, I mean, it really is. It's a product that, especially with it just seems as if, especially on television, it's got a whole new level of people that follow and get excited. This is when we should be getting ready for the postseason. And do you believe that once they open the doors again, and once we get the opportunity, even if it's just to watch on television, I think the first sport back is going to benefit greatly, because it's going to be that goodwill, that excitement and energy. And I'm not talking about first sports back with fans. I'm talking about just to be televised. And the NBA would seem to be the sport that could pull this thing off.
You would think. And that's what's going to be the interesting part out of all this, is who is going to come back first. The thing about it, and going back to your original question, I guess the tough thing for me right now, and I know a lot of NBA fans are thinking the same way, is, you know, we were in a playoff hunt. We had 19 games left in the regular season. We're 3.5 back of the Grizzlies. And, you know, you had 2 games left with the Grizzlies. We had 3 games left with the Spurs. We had 2 games left with the Sacramento Kings, who, by the way, were playing the night that this all happened, on March 11th. So that's a thing. There were spots to be determined in both sides, in the East and the West. And, you know, we're down to the nitty-gritty of the regular season. The season was going to end on Wednesday if this had played out. So we were at the end. But what's going to happen when the NBA starts again? Or how many games are going to be left in the regular
sure.
season? Are they just going to start the playoffs as it was as far as the standings when this happened? That's going to be the big question. And, I know they want to play some games before we head back into this thing, but that's a question that is way above my pay grade, man.
Do you miss 5-star hotels? I mean, let's be honest. You miss 5-star hotels. Not that the Graffinini residence, I'm sure, is not just lovely in its own right. You miss 5-star hotels.
It doesn't suck, to borrow a line from Arthur, Dudley Moore. Yes. It does not suck.
As a guy who has been a grinder in this industry, who finally busted through and got the dream job, got the big job, I mean, I so want this pandemic over because I just want to hear about you and expense reports and team charters and things like that. I mean, I just want to hear those stories. I mean, honestly, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, John, you know, the thing is, and look, I obviously traveled when I worked at Tulane. It's just,
sure.
you know, I'm not going to Greenville, North Carolina anymore. I'm going to San Francisco and I'm going to L.A. and Chicago and New York and.
Yes.
And whatever city you've got. So, it's a little bit different, but I'm adapting. I'm adapting, and it's all going to be good. I want to get back in. You know what's really funny? It's not really funny, but we were coming to Atlanta. We were getting set to come to Atlanta to go back to State Farm Arena and play the Hawks a couple of weeks before this happened. And I was so looking forward to going back. My first NBA game ever was in
Atlanta.
The Hawks. It was in the preseason, and we were getting ready to come back and take on the Hawks in State Farm. And I was so looking forward to going back and see all my buddies, and boom! But you know what? There are more important things, and that's everybody staying healthy.
I gave you a B plus that night, by the way. I gave you a B-plus on that performance. I gave you a B. I don't want to set – if I gave you an A too early, then you get complacent and lazy, and I don't want that to set in. Hey, Graf, I love that you're having the chance to chase this dream down, and I'm glad we were able to converse this morning.
John, I appreciate you having
me, buddy.
Man. And next time, let's do it when we're actually playing games.
Absolutely, yes. And I think you're going to be good for years to come. I think you're going to be really good, and hopefully the Pelicans join you in that. So. Thanks, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.